kind of a tradition in the Grease Minnelli household. Kind of a tradition that we get away and get a little warm weather right around Christmas and New Year's. And one year, Estelle and I decided we were going to Hawaii because we'd never been to Hawaii. Well, the whole ride to the airport, we were kind of hating life because it was like 20 degrees out, wind chill down to minus 4. You know, we're in the cab looking up. I'm saying, man, I am sure going to be glad to get to Hawaii. She said, me too. Man, so we finally get to the airport. We check the bags. I said, hang on a second, Estelle. I went into the men's room, and I came out wearing nothing but flip-flops, a pair of cut-off shorts, and a tank top. She said, what are you doing? Are you crazy? It's 20 degrees out. I said, here. But in Hawaii, it's 85. You think I'm going to take this overcoat, these corduroy pants, this seal sucker jacket, and this flannel shirt to Hawaii? It's ridiculous. We're never going to wear it there. So I walked over to one of those lockers, you know, where you stick four quarters in, you get the key, and I stuck all that in there. She said, I said, listen, Estelle, we're in the airport. We go through the jetway. We get on the plane. The next stop is Hawaii. The hell do I need to be slapping an overcoat? You look like an idiot. You get off the plane and got this overcoat and everybody else is in shorts. So we get on board the plane. Everybody's looking at me. Who's the guy in the flip-flop? Sit down, and the plane took off, and we're laying back.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board Pilot Airlines Flight 197 to Maui. Flight time, approximately 9 hours. Feel free to walk around if your tuchus gets sore. And we'd like to salute. We have a celebrity on board, Nino Grease Minnelli, Johnny Avocado, the Prince of... the Duke of Dangle. And you'll see him sitting in seat 3A on the left side of the aircraft. Let me trim up the flaps because he's bulky and we are leaning left. Welcome on board, Johnny Avocado. And we ask, sir, that for the comfort of our other passengers, you don't do any fuck-burning. If anything we can do to make your flight more comfortable, please let us know. BMF.
I said, you hear that, Estelle? Captain even knows we're on board. She said, well, I think you look ridiculous in them cutoffs. Well, it's 11 degrees out. I said, oh, come on, loosen up a little bit. Now, where'd I put my boombox? She said, what do you need your boombox for? I said, well, we're going to Hawaii, right? I want to learn to speak a little bit of the language so we can talk to the native Hawaiians. So help me practice it. I got this from Berlin. This is Where's the Bathroom? Can you see? This is great. Estelle said, turn that off. You're embarrassing me. Yeah, this is great. Hawaii, here we come. I said, here, put some of the sunblock on my back. Can't be too careful.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain speaking. Can I have your attention for a second?
Turn that off a second. What the hell's he saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting an indicator light on the panel up here, and I don't like the looks of it. I don't think we have to worry about anything. Generally speaking, when these indicator lights come on, it's the light that's bad. Normally, there's nothing wrong with the engine at all. Just a bad sending unit, so... On second thought, we're going to look for a place to put her down. As far as I can tell, the nearest airport is Minneapolis, Minnesota.
But when he said Minneapolis, Minnesota, I thought to myself... I'm thinking, oh my God! Estelle looks over at me with a big smile on her face, and she's looking at my shorts going,
with a passenger beating the crap out of his wife at 3A, kindly knock it off.
Walked up, one of the male flight attendants came up and said, sir, you'll have to sit down. I said, sir, you're going to have to get plastic surgery because I'm going to rearrange your face. You no good farts. Bucket, bucket. I mean, I was a madman. I was a madman. And then the pilot said,
well, good news and bad news, folks. We're about to land in Minneapolis. But they don't have a gate for us. So we're going to have to land about 150, 200 yards away from the terminal.
What do you think I was thinking?
They haven't had a chance to plow the runway yet, so that guy in the flip-flops is SOL.
I tell you what, they opened up the door of that plane. It was like... Well, I wanted something that'll... You know, first of all, I come down... I'm in a snowbank. And I see this, the thing that's carrying the luggage. You know, that little tractor that pulls all the luggage along. So I run behind it to kind of break the wind a little bit. So I see it going along. And I'm like, if I get behind that, it'll break the wind. So I'm running. But what you know, my flopping doodads and dangling hydraulics are hanging out of the side of my pants. The tip of my hydraulics hit the back of that metal wagon and stuck on there. And I'm like, all the way back to the terminal. Well, the good news is, that's how I finally got circumcised.